You are listening to the weekly podcast of Renovate Life Church of God in MacArthur, Ohio. We pray you enjoy today's message.
We worship Him because of who He is. Amen? Just like we sang about that just a moment ago. We worship Him because of who He is. You know, I wonder if sometimes we realize what a privilege that it is just to be here this morning in the presence of an almighty God. Do we believe that? Do we really believe that it's a privilege? And it's a privilege because He's here. Not because of one single person in this room. It's a privilege to be here because He is here. You know, we, like the song says, we worship Him because of who He is. That's the difference between praise and worship. Praise is when we give Him thanks for what He has done for us. It's for appreciation for what the Lord has helped us with. He saved us, so we praise Him for that. He's healed us, so we praise Him for that healing. He's baptized us in the Holy Ghost, so we thank Him, we praise Him for that. Worship. Worship is so much different. He doesn't have to do anything. He doesn't have to do anything for us. For us to recognize who He is. We worship Him simply because He is an almighty God. And simply because He exists, we worship Him. He is wonderful this morning. He's wonderful this morning. I don't know about you, but I miss Pastor James this morning. Missing. He's a dear friend of mine. And I know he's not feeling well, and we are praying for him right where he is. And we need to continue to pray and lift up our brothers and sisters in the Lord. There's a lot of sicknesses and things going around these days, but we can pray. We have a Savior who bore the stripes upon His back for us. He already did that. So we just need to lift one another up in prayer. Would you pray with me this morning and just ask the Lord to come by here and have His way and anoint in this service? Lord Jesus, we love You. We thank You, Lord, for Your touch, Your presence. We thank You, Lord, for each and every individual that is here in this house this morning that has come to worship You, that has come to lift You up, that has come, Lord, to recognize who You truly are this morning. We ask, God, that each and every individual would worship You in one mind and in one accord. That we would lift up our hearts, that we would lift up our voices in adoration and worship and glorify You, because You and You alone are worthy, Lord. We ask, God, that You would anoint Your word this morning and anoint the ears to hear it. And I ask, God, that You would touch hearts and change lives in this place this morning. Draw us closer to You. Jesus' precious name. Man. can be seated if you like. If you open your Bibles this morning to the book of Isaiah, chapter number 6, we're going to continue this theme, this thought this morning of how wonderful our God is and how important worship is. And we're going to do our best to lift him up today. That's our goal. Because he is worthy. And I think that it's important that we as a church recognize just how wonderful and how mighty that God is. And sometimes we forget that. We lose sight. And it becomes kind of a ritual to us. We come to church and we sing a few songs, we worship the Lord, we raise our hands, we praise, we listen to a sermon, and we go home. And I think sometimes it becomes somewhat of a ritual to us instead of really understanding and realizing why were we created in the first place. Why are we even here? We were created to worship him. That's why we exist. And I think sometimes we think that it's the other way around, is that he became our God so that he could give us stuff. And that's not the case at all. If he doesn't give us anything, he still is worthy of our praise. If he doesn't help us at all, he is still worthy of our praise. If he doesn't heal our body when we're sick, he's still worthy of our praise. It doesn't matter what he does. He is the same God. Isaiah chapter number 6 kind of tells us a story and shows us a picture of who he is. And I think that it's important that we understand some of the things that Isaiah saw in this vision of heaven and of the throne room. It says in verse number 1, "In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had 6 wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly." Can you just picture this with me this morning? Picture with me this vision of the throne room of God, with the king sitting upon the throne, high and lifted up, and the seraphims flying around about the throne. "And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth and said, Lo, this hath touched the lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged." You know, this vision shows us a picture of the throne room of God. And it paints kind of a very vivid picture of what Isaiah saw that day. It was a majestic place of pure worship. Pure worship unto a powerful God. And you see in this picture, you see God positioned at the highest level in the throne room, with every being that is in the throne room is there for one single purpose, one specific purpose. They're not there to ask for things. They're not there to petition God for his help for anything. They are there for one specific purpose. And what Isaiah saw that day was the every being in that room surrounding God and worshiping him. And the interesting thing about this scripture that I, as I was reading through it, I saw this, I've preached on this many times in my life, but this is probably the first time I have ever noticed that the seraphims were crying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty," to each other. They were telling each other, "Look, look, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty." You know, I wonder sometimes about us if we come into the house and we begin to lift up our hands, but do we really recognize that the person that we are worshiping, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords that we are worshiping, how many times do we share that with other people? But they were recognizing and proclaiming to one another, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty." When he's high and lifted up, as we see here, as we read on here, and we see where Isaiah said, "I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in a people of unclean lips." He said, when God is high and lifted up, we'll cry out, "Woe is me." When he is high and lifted up, when he is exalted, that is when we will see changes in our lives. When he is high and lifted up, we will recognize our need for a Savior. He said that if he be lifted up from the earth, that he would draw all men unto him. And sometimes we don't recognize who he is or recognize what we need from him because he is not being exalted to a position that he deserves. We must, as a people of God, recognize that the most important thing that we can do when we come into the house of God or whenever we go about our daily lives in this world, the most important thing that we can do is exalt the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And the most important thing that we can do is put him into a position of the highest regard. And I'm preaching on high and lifted up this morning because there is no greater thing that we can do that but to lift up the name of Jesus, but to lift him up and exalt him. There is nothing more important that we can do. Isaiah's iniquity and sin was purged by live coals from off the altar. You know, as I was reading through this, I thought, how many times have we come into the house of the Lord and we've knelt down at the altar and we've got up from the altar and left the same way that we came? Many times that is because we have failed to do the one thing that is the most important, and that is to worship. The one thing that is the most important, and that is to lift up the name of Jesus before we ever come to him with a petition in our lives. We need to lift up his name and exalt him first. And you know what that does whenever we begin to worship him, Brother Jared, is when we worship the Lord, it begins to kindle those coals on the altar. You know, the coals that the seraphim picked up and put onto Isaiah's lips, Those same coals that cleanse and purge and heal and change our lives. And whenever we come and come to the altar and we begin to cry out to the Lord, many times we don't get help because the coals have gone out upon the altar. And those coals begin to get cold. And they begin to turn black once again instead of red hot. You know, it's wintertime and we started building fires in our... We have a wood-burning stove in our house. And we began to build fires because it's getting pretty cold outside these days. And so sometimes the wood will burn down and all that's left are those just red hot coals that are in there. And they just continue to just kind of burn and put off heat for a long time. And many times you can just open up the stove, and I'm sure many of you have wood stoves or fireplaces. You can just open up the stove and put another piece of wood in there to kind of rekindle the fire a little bit, and those red hot coals will ignite the wood that you put into the fire. And that's exactly what I'm talking about here this morning, is when we worship, when we exalt Him, when He is high and lifted up in our lives and in our services, then we'll have those hot coals upon the altars. And they'll be rekindled. As we worship, those hot coals on the fire, on the altar, begin to just become more hot and more red and inflamed, so that when we come to the altar, we can cry out to the Lord and He will hear us. He is high and lifted up no matter what the circumstances are in our lives. Sometimes we think because we're going through the battle that we just don't feel like worshiping the Lord. But can I tell you that He is high and lifted up? He is in that position of authority no matter what we do or no matter how that we feel. No matter what shape the world is in, He is high and lifted up. No matter if there is a Democrat or a Republican in the White House, He's still high and lifted up. It doesn't matter. Can I tell you that He is in control? We worry sometimes and we're like, oh, we want this one to get in office or we want that one to get in office. But can I tell you that He is really the one in office? He is the one who is in charge of this situation. There is not one thing that is going to happen in this country or any other country on the face of this earth that He has not ordained and that He does not desire to happen, because He is high and lifted up. He is high and lifted up. Does that mean that we shouldn't do our civic duty and go out and vote? No, that's not what that means at all. Because I believe that you should do your part. But that means that whatever the outcome is, that God is in control of that outcome. You know, even if the sun doesn't shine tomorrow, He's still high and lifted up. There is nothing that can keep Him down. Nothing that can put His fire out. There is nothing that can stop Him or bring Him down from that place of authority, that high position that our God is in. Do you understand what I'm saying a little bit here this morning? He is high and lifted up. You know, sometimes I wonder if we can even do justice to God preaching about how high and exalted that He is. Really, I should be preaching this down on my knees, because that's who He is. He's so mighty. He's high and lifted up whenever we have a bad day. Whenever we think that nothing is going right in our lives, He's still high and lifted up. When we're sick in body, And we just feel horrible, don't feel like getting out of bed at all. He's still high and lifted up. When you're in pain, whatever that type of pain is in your life, He is still high and lifted up. When we lose loved ones, that's a tough one. Whenever we feel like that there's no hope and we've lost someone who we truly cared about in such a deep way. I know my wife lost her grandma here a while back, and that was one of the hardest things that she's ever had to go through. Extremely difficult, but can I tell you this morning that He is still high and lifted up? And I can tell you right now that grandma is in heaven worshiping the one that is high and lifted up. When you need Him the most, when you're low and depressed, when you forgot to praise Him, when you forgot to worship Him, when you come into the church house and you sit there, everybody's singing, everybody's worshiping, and you just can't do it. It doesn't change who He is. He is still high and lifted up. He inhabits the praises of His people. But He is high and lifted up, whether or not we worship Him or the church down the road worships Him. It doesn't matter for His position. It matters for us. Because if we don't worship Him, then those coals on the fire are not going to be, those coals on the altar are not going to be rekindled. When you go outside, this is something that happened to us this past week. When you go outside and you just got through eating at a restaurant and your window is busted out on your truck and all your stuff inside's been stolen, my son's jacket got stolen and my wife's purse and my daughter's backpack and pretty good amount of money that was in my wife's purse. You know, when you go outside and you see that, He's still high and lifted up. Those things don't matter. Those things don't matter. And you know, I thought as we were dealing with that situation, and we went outside and our truck had been broken into, and then there was another truck a couple of spaces over from ours, and theirs was broken. The window was broke out as well, and they stole, you know, various things out of his truck as well. And I watched as this gentleman came out. He came out pretty much the same time that we did, and his whole demeanor was much different than what ours was. So sure, our things were stolen, but they were just things. And we recognized that the most important thing in this case that was that no one was hurt, that our family was fine, and, you know, these things can be replaced. And we recognized that, but this other gentleman, you know, clearly wasn't in the same frame of mind, and he had many choice words that he was sharing with the world. And but through all of that, whenever things like that happen to us and we go through things like that in our lives, He is still in the same place of that high and lifted up position. You know, your position does not change His position. Wherever you are in life does not change where He is. whenever Jesus entered into Jerusalem riding on a colt, the Bible says that a great multitude spread their garments in the way. So the colt that Jesus was riding on could walk on those garments. That is how much they exalted him and worshiped him. How many of us would lay down our possessions for him? The Bible says in Matthew 21 and 10, and when he was coming to Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, "Who is this? Who is this?" John 1 and 27, I'm going to read 27 through 36. This is a very familiar passage of Scripture, but we're still talking about high and lifted up. High and lifted up. Did you come into the house of the Lord this morning to lift up the name of Jesus? To lift up the Lord? That is what it's all about. Worshiping the Lord. Verse 27 says, "He it is who coming after me is preferred before me, whose shoes latches I am not worthy to unloose. These things were done in Bethabara, beyond Jordan, where John was baptizing. The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. This is he whom I said, After me cometh a man which is preferred before me. For he was before me. And I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore am I come baptizing with water, and John bare record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him. And I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, Upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptizeth with the Holy Ghost. And I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God. And again, the next day, after John stood and two of his disciples and looked upon Jesus as he walked, he saith, Behold the Lamb of God. Where do we see Jesus? Church, where do we see him? How do we see him? Do we see him high and lifted up, or do we just see him as a means to get to heaven? You know, I think sometimes that's what many Christians, that's what's important. Well, we've got to get to heaven. That's the thing that we're aiming towards. That's our goal. Yes, we want to get to heaven, but it is not so that we can miss hell. I'm going to say that again, if that's all right. We don't strive to go to heaven so that we can miss going to hell. But I think many of us do. And the problem with striving to go to heaven so that you can miss hell is that you don't recognize why you're going to heaven in the first place. Yeah, no one wants to go to hell. But can I tell you that striving to go to heaven for that reason is the wrong reason? We need to strive to go to heaven and desire to go to heaven and live like we want to go to heaven, because we want to exalt the name of Jesus, because we want to be in his presence, because we love him. Because he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Because the Bible says that one day every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. The Bible also says that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So that same Jesus that we have worshiped, and that we have lifted up, and that we have exalted, one day we're going to see Him face to face. And that should be our desire for going to heaven. Worship, exalting Him, lifting up His name, because He and He alone is worthy. He and He alone deserves our praise. He and He alone is high and lifted up. We are not, there is nothing that we can do in our lives to ever reach that level that He is at. And the only reason why we even exist is so that we can bow before Him and put our face into the ground and say, woe is me. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, church. He is high and lifted up. High and lifted up. You know, even Satan himself recognizes that he is high and lifted up. You know that there was a man, the Bible says that he was possessed with many demons. They called him Legion. The Bible says that when he saw Jesus afar off, that he ran. He didn't walk. He didn't tiptoe. But he ran and fell down at Jesus' feet and worshiped Him. Worshiped Him. Even Satan recognizes that God is high and lifted up. He knows what it's all about. He knows that it's God who pulls His strings. Just like us, He's in the same predicament, the same position that we are, except we can be born again. Except we can be redeemed by that blood that is high and lifted up. The Bible says in Psalms 126, it says, the Lord has done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Has the Lord ever done anything great for you? That's not why He's high and lifted up. But it is something that we can be thankful for. We can be grateful for all the things that He has done for us. And it'll help us recognize who He is. Help us recognize that He is exalted. That He is high and lifted up. I'm going to read one more passage of Scripture and then I'm going to close. Revelation chapter 19. How many believe that we're in the end times? We're in the last days. There is no question. No question. We are in the last days. The Lord could come back any day. Not waiting on anything. And if you just take a peek at what's happening over in the Middle East right now. It's getting closer and closer every day. Revelation chapter 19 says, and I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire. And on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. High and lifted up, church. High and lifted up. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, and out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. And he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather yourselves together upon the supper of the great God, that ye may eat the flesh of kings and the flesh of captains and the flesh of mighty men and the flesh of horses and of them that sit on them and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into the lake of burning, a fire burning with brimstone, and the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceeded out of his mouth, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh. I just read about what's coming. But more important than that was who's going to be performing this. He's high and lifted up, church. High and lifted up. Would you stand with me? I know this has been a little bit different today, and that's all right. Because all I care that you get out of this service is that he is high and lifted up. Is that we have to worship him. Can we all just close our eyes just a moment? And I want us to picture Isaiah looking up into heaven. Said he saw high and lifted up. His train filled the temple. I want you to imagine seraphims flying round about that throne. So much that they could not even look upon his face. They had six wings, the Bible says. With two of those wings, they covered their face. With two of those wings, they covered their feet. And with two of those wings, they flew around about the throne of God, crying out one to another, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Church, that's our purpose. That's our purpose. That we cry out to him, holy, holy, holy. But not only to cry out to him, church, we are in the last days. We need to cry out to one another. We need to cry out to our family and our friends, anybody that we know, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. It is he who changes hearts. It is he who fixes every situation. It is he who can save souls. It is he who baptizes in the Holy Ghost. It is he who heals the sick. It is he who rekindles the coals on the altar. In these last days that we live in, we need that more today than we ever did. That when we come to these altars and we begin to cry out to God, we don't need it to just be a place where we have knelt and shed tears. We need there to be live coals, spiritually speaking, upon this altar. So that when we come down here, we say, woe is me. Woe is me. I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in a people of unclean lips. Woe is me. And when we get up from this altar, it's not just a place where we have shed tears, but it's a place that burns our every soul and cleanses us as Isaiah was cleansed in the book of Isaiah chapter 6. He was cleansed from the coals that are off burning on the altar. That is the Spirit of the living God. If you're here today and you need to experience those coals once again, I want you just to step out where you're at and join these that are down here. If you need to experience those coals from off the altar, just let them burn deep in your soul. Church, he is high and lifted up. There is a God in heaven. The one who is high and lifted up is the one who is stirring the coals. You know, I have this poker stick that I stick into the fire, my wood stove at home, and I stir up those coals and they start to smolder and they start to smoke and they get red hot as you stir them up. That's what God is doing down here right now. He's stirring those coals. Because he is the master. He is the one who is high and lifted up in this place. Anyone else, just step out and join them down here. This is not about me.
Thank you for joining us. Please like our podcast and leave us a 5-star review. God bless and have an amazing week.